Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. This is Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate on my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Bill Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, author of a bunch of books on the future, like Future Edge, like Five Reasons of the Future, like The Business of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's my favorite. JoeBarker.com is a website that I promise you you want to hang out on. And you'll read his blog, and you'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Joel, thanks again for being here.
Folks, I got to tell you, I don't have a bunch of books. I got three books.
That's a bunch. That's not a couple. There's no other word for three than a bunch.
Okay.
So anyway, we got, folks, one of the things Joel has done is he's brought us to us. Things that are coming at us from the future, they're over the horizon. They're not on our radar yet, but they're about to be. And so many things like 3D printing, like graphene, that we first heard about them from Joel, are now ubiquitous. And graphene is one of those, Joel. I mean, graphene was a brand new element that had just one of the, I mean, imagine a brand, something new in carbon that had never been discovered. It's a new invent, a new discovery, folks, and now it's becoming more and more ubiquitous. You've told us how much of an electric conveyor it is.
Yep.
But now you're talking about research showing how to get in electricity, get energy out of carbon. What's that all about?
Well, by the way, this one that I'm sharing today is something that's probably 20 years out before it becomes significant, but it has, the pathway is identified. We all know, everybody who's listened to this, to our discussions over the years knows that we talk about graphene and then joke about it because it's graphene again. It's almost every month I have a new use of graphene.
Well, the golf balls have graphene now. They're making golf balls with graphene. That's ubiquity as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead.
Yep. You can get underwear with graphene. Anyway, some physicists started playing with, and this was a couple of years ago at University of Arkansas, a theory that said you cannot take the motion of atoms at their atomic size and convert it into useful work. Do you remember in high school looking at the microscope for Brownian motion?
Yep.
You know, we looked through and all those little things were bouncing around like that, and our physics teacher said that it is the heat, the thermal energy in the atoms that are making that happen.
Yep. And that's what causes thunderstorms.
Yeah, among other things.
Yeah.
But if you lower the temperature, they slow down.
That's right.
If you raise the temperature, they speed up.
They die down at the end of the day.
Yeah. So they said, I wonder if you could capture that energy, even though a great and brilliant physicist, Richard Feynman, said you can't do it. It's not possible. They started messing with graphene, and they found out that graphene, if you take a small piece of it and keep it one atom thick, this is exactly what it is, pure graphene, and just set it in an atomic-sized environment, it will buckle and move and flex and change its shape and go back to its, you know, that's its motion.
Does the motion create heat that is energy, or does the motion create energy, movement that's energy?
That was the breakthrough, Jim. Your question is perfect because the question is, if it's Brownian motion and you can't do anything with it, you can't do anything with the thermal energy, then it has no value. They got it so that it actually produced a current.
An electric current.
And actually a DC electric
current.
At a very small scale, at very, very few, you know, this current would not shock you if you touched it. You know, it's a teeny, teeny little element.
Right.
But the point they made was, if we can make one of these graphene energy circuits on a chip, what we know is we can get a whole bunch of those circuits on a teeny, teeny, teeny little chip. In fact, they said was we could have millions of them, and it would still be barely covering the tip of your finger, but a million of them, all of a sudden you've got measurable energy.
Right.
And now you power your car, your electric car, with a cassette of graphene energy. And when that cassette gets low, you pop it out and put another one in.
Well, here's the thing. Two things on that. Number one, right now they're saying, no, this is, we can produce enough energy to power a sensor or a very small circuit. So remember I said this is 20 years out, but we can do it. So the next question then is, what's the scale up size that gets to the point where you can do macro size products like a flashlight or ultimately a car?
Mm-hmm.
We now have a pathway, quoting here Robert Frost's poem.
Whaley's on
now have, yep, we now have a pathway to a new source of energy, at least for small items that could make all the difference in terms of how much you have to take care of them and how long they run.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the beginning of a new discipline, a new industry that generates energy from the smallest of elements into ultimately the macro, the real world, our world.
And what's exciting to me about this, Joel, is this isn't old technology that we're now learning more about that we can say, well, why didn't somebody already figure this out? This is a new discovery, and the applications of graphene are exploding, aren't they?
Exactly. And not only is it new, but it contradicts an axiom of physics.
Yeah.
That you could not get energy from the motion, from atomic motion. Now we have done it.
And it gives carbon a new life. No luck with graphene. The idea of carbon isn't only a negative. It's actually could be a positive. And make us rethink our whole attitude toward carbon. Kintail, right back with Joel Barker. More to come. See you guys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.